Hello and good day and welcome to another episode of This Week in Quality. It's Friday the 6th of February 2026 and we're very pleased for you to join us today. So hello dear listeners, for those who are joining us live, welcome. Very cool to see lots of activity in the chat. Hello to everybody who's saying hi. It's good to see good things happening there. And also to our podcast listeners, thank you for joining us today. Very grateful for your time. And yeah, let's see how the conversation plays out. So for those who are unfamiliar with This Week in Quality, it's a way for us as a community of quality and testing professionals to gather once a week, a casual conversation where during this call, we will invite people up on stage. You can tell us what you've been up to. Tell us about your week in quality, some of the challenges you're facing, maybe some of the key learnings, maybe some people that you want to call out and give a shout out and share your gratitude with. It's all open for doing so during This Week in Quality. For those joining on live, the code of conduct is in place as this is an official Ministry of Testing event. You can find that on ministryoftesting.com. So if you're in the chat, please be mindful of that. And also if you come up on stage a little bit later, we encourage you to be mindful of the code of conduct. So today's co-host, wow, this person is an absolute legend. They have been on maternity leave, and they were a 404 Deanna not found. It is the one and only Deanna Dromey. Deanna, welcome to This Week in Quality. It's lovely to have you back as part of Team MOT. How are you doing?
Hello, Simon. Hello. Hi, everyone. Can you hear me, Simon?
Yes. All good. All good. I was so tempted at that point to say, welcome back, Chip McBicky. for those who remember Chip McBicky from the Testing Planet, maybe we'll arrange a guest appearance at some point.
Maybe yes. One day they'll be back. They're 404 as well at the moment.
Yes. Deanna, how's things been? How's your week been? Honestly, very quickly, from my perspective, it feels like you've not been on maternity leave, but you are have always been part of the team because you're epic. And this week it's like we just picked up where we left off. So it's lovely to have you back and work with you again. So yes, but how's your week been?
Oh, it has been. It's been fantastic. And exactly that, I feel like I've never left. It's like everything just came back naturally, straight away. My head was in the game, and really exciting to see all the new things happening while I've been away that I haven't really been involved or heard about. So that's very exciting as well to see all the new additions, all the new features in the Motiverse, all the fantastic things that we're doing with profiles and ways for people to connect companies, individuals, the chapters. Oh, it's been great. Like I'm super excited. I just feel like the day should have more hours for me to get into more stuff very quickly because I'm still like, I need to learn about this. I need to learn about that. So yeah, that's no, really good. Yeah.
Well, I mean, official test for everyone in the chat. List all of the things that have changed since Deanna went on maternity leave. There you go. That's a little challenge for the audience. If you can list, it could be a new feature on the site. It could be a new event type. It could be a new thing related to the algorithm. It could be anything that you think has changed since Deanna went on maternity leave. And what was that official date? Was it March 2025? Is that right, Deanna?
When I went on maternity, oh, I can't quite remember. This seems like a lifetime away.
That's right.
Yeah, something like that. What was it? When was my child born? End of April. So of April, I reckon right, I yeah. went, yeah, it was at the end of March, yes. So I still had a few weeks, yeah, about that.
Yeah, amazing. Well, we can already see some answers coming through on the chat. Jesse Barkley commenting, gosh, here goes. So Rosie Sherry has mentioned Into the Motiverse. Yes, a very new recent addition for those unfamiliar. It's a new podcast that we've launched where we have casual chats with folks in the quality and tech industry and explore things all related to quality. We've had from Richard Adams, Test Bash is now Moticon. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big one. That's a big one. And as part of that, people's professional memberships now include access to Moticon. So that's something that we think is absolutely awesome And we've seen some good numbers, right? Is it on the Moticon page? I checked earlier today, what, 135 people registered, I think it was.
Sounds about right. I haven't checked yet today, but it sounds about right.
Yes. Deanna, would you care to read out some more of what else has been happening?
Definitely. So where were we up to? Reporting? Yes, I've seen that one as well. Today, I haven't really got too much into it, but I've seen already fantastic advantages on that. Rosie is sharing the company pages. That is going to be a major focus for me. So I'm really happy to see that happening too. Community stars? Yes, the thank you star, sorry. I don't want to mispronounce your name, but I'm going to give it a go. Is it Mythili?
Mytilly? I hope so. Yeah.
Mytilly.
The legend.
Let me know if it's wrong. Yeah, the thank you stars. Simon showed me those yesterday and I was just like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. I love it. Automating of stars, definitely. New badges from Rosie Sherry. Gary says, I've joined the Motiverse. Thank you, Gary.
Yes, welcome. Gary. Oh my goodness. Like the thing about Gary, right? I don't want to call out Gary because Gary's brilliant. Is Gary has really gone for it and he is like a shining example of someone who is showing up and putting himself out there, sharing knowledge, encouraging people. So yeah, Gary joining the Motiverse. Wow. It feels like Gary's been part of the community for many years, but yeah, I guess it's been less time than I'd imagined. So yeah.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Well, welcome, Gary. Looking forward to meeting you and to chat a bit more about it as well. Chapters again from Jesse, personal reports. Yes, the chapters is going to be one of my main focus as well to do the migration from Meetup into chapters. Yeah, this week I already had some great conversations with some chapter organizers and yeah, the excitement is building and I'm really, really excited. I've been so willing for this to happen for years now and to see it finally moving. I'm just like, wow.
It's so cool. Excited.
Yeah.
And behind the scenes, Graham Sherry, a co-founder of Ministry of Testing, he's just been working so hard to make it happen. So yeah, if folks aren't familiar, I encourage you to check out the new chapters pages. So we've got some live already. If you go on ministryoftesting.com, scroll right the way to the bottom to the footer, look under the community column, you can select chapters and have a look at London, have a look at Cambridge. There's a few more that have been migrated over. And what this allows us to do is to connect people's profiles with those chapters. So it's all connected to the star system of how people can earn stars. So you register for an event, you'll earn a star. If you're tagged in a memory that's related to a chapter. So for example, MOT London is happening later this week. There'll be lots of photos taken and people will be tagged and those photos will appear on that chapter page as well, so people can then share their appreciation, comment, and you know, we can have post memories and tag them to a chapter. So if someone has some notes that they took at a chapter event, they could create a memory post and tag it with that chapter, and then it's then part of that chapter experience. So maybe someone missed it, like unfortunately I can't make this London one in Feb. I'm like, I'll be looking for memory posts to feel a connection to it and to learn from what happened. So it's just all joined up. It's a real cool way of bringing the local meetups, now called chapters, into the Motiverse. And it's connecting up with everything else that goes on with the star system and beyond. Yeah. So it's so cool.
And on top of that, you can also add recordings from those events that have talk recordings or session recordings of what happens in that specific event, which will then be great to tag the speakers directly there. So everything is just on one page and you can see everything that happened before. So it's great. I'm so excited. So excited.
That's so good. And the thing is, though, Deanna, I've noticed is me and you getting lost in the world of chapters. Like, there's so much more chat coming in as to what else has been happening. So maybe I rattle through the list, and if folks want to come up on stage and talk about them, they are more than welcome to. But here goes. I'm just going to rattle through, and then maybe, Deanna, we can invite some folks up onto stage so they can tell us about their week. So where do we get to? We got two chapters. So here we go. Rosie Sherry, salary data. Richard Adams, leading with quality. Rosie Sherry, oh yeah, leading with quality. Jesse, membership changes. Mattilly, wonderful Christmas quiz. Oh yeah. Rosie, bundling of memberships. Helene, Twit has now become Twick, of course. Squeck, oh yeah, of course, the software quality engineering certificate. Chapters, again. and Pretty saying, honestly, I was not aware that Deanna was on leaves until I met her during Moticon. Then I came to know that she was on leaves, but can't miss the event. So she is here. Yes, because Deanna, it's so cool that you were able to make Moticon work for you. It was lovely that you were still, you know, given like everything that you do to make a large conference work. It was great that you could still be there, right?
And constantly walking around with a pram or a baby on a sling.
I mean, you're just superhuman. I had so much respect. And then like even getting up on stage and doing a talk and like, how is Deanna doing that? You're just super.
I'm not, but thank you.
come on. If you think Deanna is super, please add some stars to the chat. There you go. Oh, and we have masterclasses are coming back. Yes, Rosie, we're looking forward to them. The trends are now part of insights, of course. Yeah, we've bringing more insights and AD badges for giving stars. Yep. There's a lot of stuff been happening. So thank you, folks, for recollecting or recollecting what's been happening over the last months, indeed.
Simon, am I allowed to put someone on the spot to invite on the stage?
You can. We can certainly put people
Can I try that?
We can certainly put people on the spot. There's no pressure to join, but yeah, go for it, Deanna.
All right, so I'm going to try Matty Lee for two reasons, because I haven't met Matty Lee and I would love to. And also because they've mentioned wonderful Christmas quiz and I have no idea what this was about. So I would love for Matty Lee to come and tell us what that was about.
I love it. Yes, Matilly. Matilly and I have just had a chat, actually, and it's wonderful. So yes, Matilly, feel free to join us. Deanna, I do see we also have Chris Pratt has joined us off stage. So we can also get Chris to jump straight on and then Matilly can have a think whether they'd like to come up on stage. So yeah, Chris, let's bring you up on stage.
Well, hello, everyone.
Welcome. It's good to see you here, Chris. How's your week in quality been?
It has been very, very good, actually. Been enjoying it. And yeah, in particular, been getting much more stuck in with various MOT bits over the last week or so, which is kind of what I was sort of coming on here to talk about. Because yeah, I'm now one of the new organisers for MOT London. So we've got our next event coming up in just under 3 weeks now, Thursday 26th of February. We're over at Ramen Space, which is kind of in North London. Kicking off from 6 o'clock, so just coming on to talk about that for a bit.
I love it, Chris. So cool that you're now part of the organizing team for MOT London. There's some good things happening, and I think this year many more opportunities for people to connect, for people to understand what it means to be part of the Motiverse and how local chapters are now connected to the Motiverse in a more meaningful way. So yeah, so Chris, how's it been? Can you give us a sneak peek about like what's been happening behind the scenes, who you've been chatting with, who else is also part of the crew?
Well,
so give us the scoop. What's been going
on? This is what it's all about. So yeah, we have a whole new team. So Gary Shannon has now passed on the baton, which has left us with some very big boots to fill. He ran some fantastic events over the last year or so. So yeah, we've got to level up to his very high standard of how he ran them over the last year or so. And I think we're going to do it. We've got an amazing team. We've got Stu Day is on board. We've got Isha Saeed. And of course, no MOT London event would be complete without Eamon Druko. So yeah, he's part of the organising team. And I must, of course, mention Rosie and yourself, Simon, who are sort of overseeing operations for us. So yeah, it's a whole new team. And yeah, we've been working hard on getting some speakers arranged. And we've done really well. We're really lucky. We've got Viola Akova, and she's coming on to talk to us about login pages. And actually, it's going to sort of reframe, I think, the way that a lot of us think about login pages. Really saying authentication, it's not a page, it's an adversarial system. I love that. That's great. And I think she's going to help us sort of move from, you know, testing around happy path scenarios and thinking more about how real users experience these pages when they hit lockouts and multi-factor authentication failures and session loops and all of this stuff. And I think one of the insights she's going to share with us is the authentication test matrix. So I'm really looking forward to that, because that will help us sort of focus on those high risk flows and what we need to know. So yeah, that's the first speaker that we've got, first talk coming up, which is really, really good. And then we've also got Jagrit Sully, and he's coming on to share some experience around quality engineering, and particularly how quality assurance or traditional quality assurance has evolved or is evolving into quality engineering. So yeah, he's going to be sharing his experience and really sort of showing how quality can become that shared responsibility. And yeah, I think helping, you know, testing within that context, you know, shift from being a bottleneck to a trusted safety net. So yeah, that's the sneak peek. And we've got some games and surprises coming up as well. So yeah, lots to be excited about there, Simon.
I'm loving it. Thank you for sharing, Chris. It's cool. It's great to bring people together in this way, give opportunity for folks to connect and learn more a bit about what it means to be part of the Motiverse for those who aren't familiar with it. So you kind of get a bit of insight there as well. Very cool indeed. And yeah, for those following along live, I've shared a link to the chapter page. You can also find the event. It is sold out. I've just seen the limit of 60 people has been met. So there is a wait list. So the way the waitlist works is if someone says they can no longer make it, the person closest to the top of that waitlist will get an invite to join the event. So yeah, a good reminder for folks, if you can't attend, please unregister, and then that opens up a space to folks who are on the waitlist. All righty.
Fantastic. So there was one final thing I just wanted to mention, if that's all right, Simon.
Yeah, go for it, Chris. Yeah, and then just after that, I'll hand over to Deanna, who can connect with Matilly live on This Week in Quality, which I can't wait for her as well. But please go for it, Chris. Go for it.
Just that one final thing. We are, of course, looking for a event sponsor. Just help us with the drinks and the pizza mainly. But it's a great opportunity get your company some visibility in front of some really great quality and testing people. So if your company might be interested in helping us out with that, please do reach out. You can find my profile page in the Motiverse, or of course on LinkedIn.
Lovely. Thanks for that, Chris. Much appreciated. And Chris, yeah, do stick around on stage as the conversation evolves. Feel free to jump back in whenever you want to. But yeah, Deanna, I'll hand over to you, Deanna, and go from there.
Thank you. And thank you, Chris. It's very exciting to see the London chapter this year. So thank you for being part of it. Thank you for all the work you're doing as well for it. And I can't wait to see what else comes this year. So it'll be very, very exciting.
Great. Thank you.
Great stuff. But I'm sure we'll have plenty of opportunities as well to chat in between and to meet each other, really. But yes, I would like to invite now Matilly on stage. Matilly, thank you for joining us. And yes, welcome. I do not know you. I would love to meet you. And yeah, if you could explain as well your entry about this Christmas quiz. I have no idea what that is. So yes.
Hi, Deanna. Hello, everyone. Yeah. And regarding the Christmas quiz, I can say that I really had fun. It was on this week of testing call on Friday, different questions about, yeah, it was really wonderful. I think you did not join it. That's why I mentioned it. You missed it on that. We should have one recording also for that, but not sure whether the questions will come up.
Oh, I'm sure I'll have a look, but Simon will probably be able to say if there's I'm sure there is a recording, and I'll be able to check those questions. But thank you, Matilly. And tell us a little bit about yourself for those as well, like me, that don't know you. If you could introduce yourself, that would be great as well.
Yeah, and regarding me, I have a QA and tester from heart, because I do testing in everything what I do. We just had a little conversation, which I thought how I will be talking about, and bit nervous before this call. It was first time conversation with Simon one-to-one, and I am looking for a new role, but previously I have worked in banking, in travel domains, and various like applications, UI, API side, and learning a lot from MOT, and I really encourage everyone who is not joining this community, they are definitely missing out something. It's such a wonderful community, so many experienced people, and I'm really grateful to be part of this community.
Ah, oh, thank you. And we are very happy to have you on board and to join the Motiverse. As Simon mentioned initially, Chip McBeaky, for those that watched The Testing Planet, the Motiverse is vast and full of wonders. So yes, I'm sure there is something for everyone. And yeah, community is the major part of it. So yeah, thank you so much, Matilde. I will be checking out that recording for sure, because I want to see about this Christmas edition. But thank you for sharing that. Is there anything else that you would like to talk about how your week been, any questions, any help you want from the community, anything to flag?
Yeah, this week was really great, I can say. Firstly, because I was not sure whether I would be able to do. Yesterday, I confirmed Simon that I'm okay to have a one-to-one conversation. Recording might come out soon. And at the start of the week, I was preparing for some of my practice around looking, because I'm actively looking for new roles. I'm literally digging out new things people are asking after having so many years of experience as well. You are being asked about whether you have commercial experience on this tool, whether you have commercial experience on AI tools. I hear that resume is good, but no commercial experience on AI tools, no commercial experience on a particular automation tool or different kinds of stuff. But yeah, the more I hear that, the more confident I become and start exploring and learning. So never give up.
Never give up. That's correct. That's something that I always tell my son. A good boy never gives up when he's starting to not feel excited about something. No, fantastic. And I can see, so I've just followed you on the Motiverse, and I can see you have your profile as open to work as well as write, teach, and speak. So yes, I can see 2026, Matilde, will be a fantastic year for you, and we will be here to support you in every step of the way, as and the community for sure. And yeah, I think very exciting things are coming along.
What was cool, Matilde, when we were chatting on our call earlier today, was that you were able to publicly share your activity report. So this is a report that folks can access via My MOT. You then click on My Reports and then select Activities. And that gives you a chart of activities that you've been up to. So this is things like reading an article. It could be when you register for an event, complete a lesson on one of our courses, when you receive an award stars, and there's like loads of other ways that we track an activity. And we were discussing that it's a really good proxy for learning. Like the more activity, you know, the higher the number of activities per day, let's assume the more you're learning and the more you're contributing and kind of expanding the Motiverse. So it was great that you were cool to share that chart. And I wonder if we can encourage more people to post their activities report, you know, whatever it looks like, right? There's no judgment. It's more like just see what your activity report reveals. So I encourage folks to check it out. If you haven't done so already, you go My MOT and then My Reports and have a look at it there. So that was really cool. And also, if folks, an invite to all of our professional members, we would love to set up more of these one-to-one conversations where we record the conversation, we can then put it out to the community. It you get tagged in it and it appears on your profile. We will also kind of split that talk up into smaller chunks that can go out to people so they can kind of easily consume some helpful information, some insight that can spark something during their day. So yeah, the invite is there. Let me know if you are interested. I've had a good number of people respond to that email I sent to all our professional members the other day. So thank you to everyone who signed up for a call for insights. Really looking forward to those conversations. And this is, you know, a new thing that we're trying out, but eventually we want to get to the point where we can make it happen that people beyond Team MOT get to record a conversation together, and then we can publish it on ministryoftesting.com. So I think the next phase for us, I'm going to encourage our ambassadors for 2026, which we will announce soon enough. That's very, very exciting. We will encourage ambassadors to have recorded conversations with each other, get them on the site, and then maybe you could book a session with an ambassador, because these folks really know their stuff. They have got good knowledge and experience. They understand what's going on in the community and are able to kind of have good conversations with people and help people explore topics of interest. So yeah, keep your eyes and ears peeled for that one, and get excited to see where we go with the Call for Insights. I'd just seen in the chat that Neil mentioned would highly recommend setting up a conversation. It was great to do it and get some new bite-sized memories on my profile. Ah, Neil, it was a pleasure to have that conversation with you. So yes, thanks so much for that, Neil. Much appreciated.
If I can also just add, having a conversation with Simon, Simon, I don't know if I can really put into words, but Simon is one of the best people that I've ever met to have conversations with. He's so grounded in his way of thinking and articulates his thoughts so well, and his feelings and his knowledge about community and everything else, that honestly, it's such an advantage to have you on the team, Simon. And I have such a great pleasure working with you, because even like Matilde was saying before about having that one-to-one, because she was feeling a bit nervous about joining. And so, and that's exactly that. You have such a calming demeanor about you that it's so great to talk to sometimes when we have doubts about anything, or it's very difficult to put into words, because there's such a huge amount of situations that I felt such a good feeling from talking to you and all the feedback that you gave, that yeah, I really encourage everyone not to fill up your calendar too much, but to book that one-to-one with Simon, because they are great conversations.
Ah, well, thank you, Deanna. I'm not so good with kind feedback like that, but I am very, very grateful for you sharing. That's very kind of you to share that. I think it's time we get more folks up on stage. How about, yeah, we invite some more people to join us. And Chris and Matilde, please do stick around on stage and join in when you want to. But yeah, please do tell us about your week in quality. What has been happening? Is there a challenge you've been facing? Maybe you want to talk about what someone else has been up to. Maybe you read an article recently that you enjoyed, or you watched a talk of someone who's part of the Motiverse. So maybe you want to, I don't know, share your reflections about what it is you learned, kind of maybe even critique that thing as well, and let us know, yeah, what you think about some of the things that you're reading and watching. I can see we have AD Stokes has joined us off stage, the wonderful AD. It'd be great to get you up on stage, AD. So let's do that. Here we go.
AD, Hello, fellow human,
AD. It's good to see you. Thank you for joining. How's your week in quality been?
Yeah, it's been really good. We had the Leeds chapter of the Ministry of Testing last night. We had an excellent workshop hosted by Victoria Chan. She is an I Am Remarkable workshop facilitator. She did a fantastic session. It's all about learning how to self-promote and basically put yourself out there. There's quite an interesting history behind it, basically. It was Google back in, I think, 2016. They did a load of surveys and things like that, and they came up with the idea that particularly women were not celebrating their achievements and the things they weren't celebrating themselves, they weren't seeing themselves as remarkable and seeing the good things that we're doing. So they put this workshop together to try and instill confidence in people, get them sharing information in a way that, you know, actually celebrates what they're doing and taking that stigma of being braggy or, you know, all those sorts of things around it. And it was really nice to see so many people sharing bits about themselves and the things they'd done. And one of the exercises was you had to complete the sentence, "I am remarkable because." And if you're anything like me, just as soon as I said that, people go, "Oh, I don't know where to start. What would I put?" And, you know, it's like, well, I don't want to be too, you know, I don't want to be big-headed, I don't want to be this, I don't want to be that. But once you start working your way through and you sort of put the imposter syndrome to one side and go, like, I'm not measuring myself against anybody else, I'm measuring myself over what I've achieved and what I've overcome, you can find quite a lot of things. I was surprised once I started delving into it, my list started growing a bit bigger and a bit bigger and a bit bigger. And that was the experience for quite a few people in the rooms. And then we all shared one of our things. And I decided I was going to go with one that wasn't work-related. So I'm remarkable because I have played every role in cricket in my 40-year cricket career, on the pitch and off the pitch, including chairman, umpire and coach. So yeah, it was really interesting to see some of the other people doing. It was just like a celebration of people. And if you get a chance to do an I Have Remarkable workshop, or you want to bring one to a meetup near you, there's a website with all the details on it. And yeah, go and have a look at it. It's definitely worth doing.
Oh, I'm loving that, AD. It sounds like a brilliant, brilliant session. And I love that as an opening line to kind of give yourself permission to reflect on our achievements and our capabilities and feel okay about doing it. That's really cool.
Yeah,
and also
my notes, there will be a memory that's I am remarkable because, and
then that's brilliant. Yeah,
I've literally just made a collection for the Leeds chapter of Ministry of Testing and put a couple of posts on there from last night, including a bit about Victoria.
Love it. That's so cool. And we can absolutely encourage more folks in the community to do that. Even if they ran the exercise themselves and they didn't want to share it publicly, I can still really see how valuable that is. Very cool. And yeah, it's so good, AD, that you're part of the Leeds chapter. I think, yeah, you kind of, you are a community. Like, so the fact that you know how to bring in good people to be part of the Leeds chapter is very, very cool. And then the way that then feeds back into the rest of the Motiverse, I love the way that you get that, AD, and you know how it's all connected. So we're so glad that you're part of the Leeds crew. Very
thank
cool.
you. But also the tester in me has just seen the link go up and spotted two bugs. So number one, I've spelled things wrong. I missed the S off the thing. And why am I sideways?
I love the sideways. It's made me chuckle.
What's going on with that? It's definitely not like that when you click on it.
I always love an image that gets switched
Andrew,
sideways.
Andrew,
one of my favourite bugs.
If Andrew's listening to this back, have a look at that, mate.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. I love a sideways photo. Brilliant. Well, thank you for sharing, AD. And yeah, continue to appreciate all the work that you're putting in to produce the software quality engineering certificate. It's really taking shape, folks. You know, we're up to module 4 is live, but there's so much stuff going on behind the scenes to pull in contributors across the globe who are sharing their knowledge and experience with the software quality engineering certificate. So very excited to see how that progresses. Yes, the quality engineering principles are looking awesome. Excited to kind of talk a little bit more about that model. Maybe not today, AD. I think we're going to run some dedicated sessions to dive into it a bit more, but we just kind of want to plant the seed in people's heads that there's the software quality engineering principles coming together. It's very cool.
Yeah, you see, to be honest, I was on a holiday a couple of weeks ago, so I can't say every week, but nearly every week we're doing work on SQEC. We can call it SQEC now. People are familiar with STEC, well, SQEC, and the Quality Engineering Certificate. Oh, sorry, should I say SQEC?
Exactly.
But yeah, it feels like every week I'm reading some really excellent things coming out of the lessons and the different things that are in there, or the audios or the chats and the stuff. It's just, yeah, there's such good stuff in there. I mean, I'm curating it and I'm learning as I go. So it's just brilliant to see different people's take on it, different people's ideas, different the way it's implemented in different places. It's just, yeah, just it's so good to be a part of.
Totally. It's like just the way it brings together so much knowledge, and it helps articulate, I think, maybe where as an industry we might have struggled, like quality engineering, what does it really mean? And it goes into all of that. It questions all the definitions. It questions like how context, what does context really mean in the world of quality engineering? Misconceptions, like we've got that coming soon. That's going to be a brilliant one. It's a good way of reflecting on what quality engineering means and how to like counter some of those misconceptions, how to influence and really make a difference as someone who is a quality engineer. So yeah, excited for more people to get involved in SQEC and see what's possible. But thanks for joining us, Aidy. Please do stick around.
Yeah, will do. Bye,
Deanna, shall I bring Sean? And would you like to introduce Sean once they're up on stage?
Yes. So next up, we have Sean Vernier. I believe I spelled your surname correctly, but tell me if not. Sean, I also do not know you. And that's the thing about being away for more than 9 months is that there's so many new faces already in that I'm just like, oh, I'm so excited to meet everyone as well. So Sean, welcome to This Week in Quality. Would you like to introduce yourself and let us know what's been happening this week?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Diana. And you haven't missed much. I only recently joined the community as an active contributor. So I'm also just meeting everyone right now, you know, just speaking to Aidy's, putting yourself out there, right? So hello, everyone. And I guess with all of this talk, I'm going to have to get going on the Ministry of Testing Ottawa chapter here in lovely Ontario, Canada. So if anyone's listening from the Ottawa area, please give me a ping and let's try to get something together, eh? But yeah, so I guess this week in quality for me, after the grueling slog that was January, I did take a bit of a breath and created a little proof of concept to containerize our APIs at the place that I work. So such that we can now spin up APIs on demand in a sandboxed Docker environment, along with proper fully automated integration regression testing. That project got approved, and now I'm learning a ton about Docker and AWS and CI/CD pipelines, and it's going to be a good experience the next couple of weeks for me.
Amazing. Great stuff. So you are dialing in from Ottawa. Well, can you just remind us what time is it there now?
It is 8:45 here.
In the morning.
Yes.
Wow. So good morning to you then. Amazing, Sean. So fantastic timing. Well, welcome to the Motiverse. Really excited to have you join us and start straight away diving into coming live in This Week in Quality. So thank you so much for that. And that's very brave. We have already calls for MOT Ottawa by the sounds of it. So no pressure there, no pressure there, Sean. But yeah, how long have you been in testing or quality? And tell us a little bit about your interests in life and anything else you'd like to share as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Love to. So I've been in quality for about 15 years. And it's funny that I'm now going back to API testing, because originally I started as a software developer building APIs and then testing those APIs. And now, after 15 years, I'm bringing 15 years experience back to retesting APIs in a new way. So that's super exciting. For me, outside of quality and even within quality now with Ministry of Testing, I'm really big into community spaces. I live in a small community called Perth, Ontario. I'm super active here. I'm actually just coming off of a meeting for Stuart Park Festival, which is a big music festival here in town that I am the chair of. So I'm leading that whole festival this year.
Wow, that's so cool, Sean.
Wow.
That's awesome. And it's great, you know, really appreciate you jumping up on stage, because I know you've been part of the audience chat for a little bit. And I'm like, oh yeah, let's get Sean up on the stage. So we're so glad that we get to chat with you for real and live and in real time. It's very cool. So yeah. And so some of the your kind of experiments with Docker, are there any like insights or key learnings that you've had so far that, you know, you'd be up for sharing? I'm thinking of others who might be going on the same journey as you, that we could talk a little bit about that if you wanted to.
Yeah, I'm just getting started in that, so I'm not sure I have too much to share. I would say AI is extremely helpful, which is not something I say often. I'm not a huge fan of AI in general, but it is really, really great to spin up those initial Docker files and Docker Compose files, and then you can start digging and debugging them, things that are specific to your use cases, right? So
don't be afraid
to ask Claude.
Yeah. I wonder, it's fascinating, isn't it? Because you kind of think of like, is that the shortcut to getting started with a particular piece of technology? Like maybe that is becoming the norm now for folks. Like, yes, they may eventually go on to, you know, take a course or go watch some videos or read some documentation or join a community, a dedicated like community of product, I guess. But maybe the initial thing is like, I'll interact with Claude or whatever, Copilot and whoever, I should say whatever, not who. I don't want to make these AI people, but just that kind of initial thing that people do just to get up and running. And I wonder at what point folks cross over to other ways to kind of develop their skills. Yeah, if you have any thoughts on that, let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in my case, because I'm working with AWS, and AWS is incredibly well documented, which also means the documentation is so incredibly dense, it's impossible to find what you're looking for, right? So, and AI is great about digging through the documentation and being like, here's the stuff you need to read, like, right? Here's the article specific to your use case to dig into. So excellent kickoff point to learning new technology for sure.
Yeah, that's great. Like using it as a tool to, you know, take that knowledge management, but make it specific to your current context, and it, you know, does all that hard work for you. I certainly think, you know, eventually there's a huge opportunity with Ministry of Testing to be able to offer that as a service, you know, where folks could interact with something that allows them to dig into so much knowledge, you know, a whole database of data that exists around so many topics related to quality and testing, but just present it back in a way that gets people like started on certain things or helps them solve a specific problem. We feel that would be an interesting opportunity for our professional members to, you know, get access to that as a service.
That's actually a great thought for Ministry of Testing, and maybe something to put on the to-do list, because Ministry of Testing is growing so much. There's so many new features being added all the time. Having like a little chatbot where you could be like, hey, I want to connect with a mentor, and it just kind of points you towards the mentorship sign-up page or whatever, or walks you through how to open your profile to mentoring. Because that stuff is constantly rolling out, and it's always new, and it's sometimes a little difficult to find or even know that it's there. So having something you can chat with to point you in the right direction to find the tools you need would be excellent, actually.
Yeah, I like your thinking. And as Rosie is sharing live in the chat right now, the MottBot will happen. Not sure when, but it will happen.
Love the name.
Yeah, of course. Everything has to have an MOT in it. Like I think as Scout Burghardt mentioned earlier on, thank you, Scout. It's good to see you. Mototoa. Mototoa would be the name of the local chapter meetup for Ottawa. I like it. Yeah. Although that's quite a tongue twister. I struggle to pronounce that, but there we go. Good stuff. Well, Sean, it's great to chat to you up on stage. Thank you for sharing with us today. And we, you know, please do stick around, and we welcome you back to This Week in Quality and everything else. Like, it's great to see, looking at your profile, all the things that you're getting involved in and participating in. And yeah, it's just, we're grateful that you're part of the community, Sean. So thank you.
Indeed, thank you. And I'm just realizing how lacking behind on following community members I am on the Motiver. So literally, I'm just following everyone now.
Yeah. And the good thing about following, so Rosie and I, we covered this in a recent podcast that we did. So the Into the Motiverse episode 2, we deep dive into the community algorithm and the platform that we built and some of the decisions we've made and why we've done what we've done and where we're going. And one of them is about, I guess it's around following and then seeing an activity feed. So we did consider bringing the activity feed. So anyone you follow, you could see on a following feed. So if someone registers for an event, you'll see it appear on the following feed. If you see someone else shares a memory, then it would appear on your following feed. And we were like, maybe we could put it on the homepage, but actually we're thinking it's maybe a bit too much. So there are feeds that you do see around the Motiverse on various pages, like on someone's profile. You can see it on an article on the right-hand side if you're on a desktop browser. But we thought it's maybe a bit too much. Yet to say that, it's still so important that we encourage people to follow each other's profile, because you will then get a sense of what others are up to in various different ways. So it's to your point, Deanna, yeah, keep following everyone. It's just like, it's kind of like we need a follow all button, but it's also just a way of staying connected to what other people are up to. You can see their activity through following them. So, but it's not something we massively advertise, but I'm trying to think of the URL now, it is literally ministryoftesting.com/following. Have a look at that when you get the chance. And for those who you're following, you might see some interesting things. So yeah, do go check it out.
Indeed. I honestly feel like a little child getting a new present. I'm so excited with all these new features.
The gift.
I know. Of us. Yeah. I know.
Well, I mean, it's kudos to Andrew and Graham. They're working really hard behind the scenes developing all of these changes. And they work at lightning speed, and they don't compromise on quality. Like, we are a small team, so our release pipeline is a little bit more straightforward. Our review process is not so complicated. And we often put things out as an MVP, and we put it out on a beta channel that we have on the Motiverse Slack, just to get feedback and thoughts before we kind of officially announce stuff. Yet we do work fast. We do try and ship stuff as often as we can. And yeah, we love the feedback. So keep it coming. If you find any bugs, we love it when someone in the community finds a bug. There's definitely a star in it for when you find a bug, and then an official badge as well for the first bug that you do find. And bugs are everywhere. And I mean that literally and in a comedy way, because Bug is one of our mascots, and Bug loves to appear across the Motiverse. Oh, and Scout mentions in the chat, I'm so into the following feature. Now I hopefully will never miss it when any of my favorite contributors adds something to the Motiverse. Yeah, that's cool, Scout. And I think we've worked out where we might put the following for you. We'll probably wrap it into my MOT. So ministryoftesting.com, my-MOT, and then it'll be one of the options on the left-hand side. So you have my profile, my learning, my reports, my bookmarks, et cetera, et cetera. We might wrap it into there. Otherwise, we would just encourage people to bookmark that page and come back to that. But we would actively say we encourage people to land on the homepage first, because that's the homepage changes, you know, 3 or 4 times a day, if not more. And we're featuring all the good stuff that the community are up to on that homepage as well. So I look at it now, and you know, I can see the stuff from Stuart Thomas, Claire Norman, Deborah Reed. There's a post from Chris Pratt. So yeah, the home place is very much the place to bookmark as well. And as a side thought, if you do set ministryoftesting.com as your dedicated homepage, there is a star in that as well. So just a little extra for folks who are up for committing to their homepage on their browser as ministryoftesting.com. Do let us know if you've set that, and then I can dish out a star for you.
I did not know that. So, ka-ching, one more to add to the list of things that I did not know.
that's the sound effect, Deanna. Ka-ching.
Also to add, Gary also said, I decided I would follow those I've met, heard, or read articles from. And he's up to 116 follows. So fantastic.
Ah, great stuff. That is well done, a cool heuristic. Yeah, just follow those, because then you can track those people that you physically met, heard, and read. Oh, I like that. That's a nice way of doing it, Gary. I like
And like Scout said, and every time that person that you just followed will post something, you will get notified about it. So yeah, great stuff.
Scout sharing that. I literally only discovered follows today, and now my feed has 1,300 pages. Yep. That's a good problem to have, Scout, we hope. Hopefully it's not too overwhelming, but we have pagination. So pagination for the win.
Great stuff.
Brilliant. Well, folks, just doing a quick time check for us, Deanna. I can just from our side see that there's no one else waiting backstage. So maybe it's a a good time to wrap up today's episode of This Week in Quality. So yeah, thank you to everyone who's joined live today. Really appreciate your activity in the chat. It's been lovely to hear from you. And also, you know, huge thanks to folks who have joined us up on stage today. We're really grateful for you to participate and be part of This Week in Quality and the Motiverse. You know, you've expanded the Motiverse today with all the things that you shared and shared with us, the ideas and updates. We absolutely love it. And we're continually grateful for that. And Deanna, I've loved co-hosting with you. I think, you know what? I think this is the first time you and I have co-hosted This Week in Quality or This Week in Testing. So. Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
There we go. Maybe we should.
Oh, it was great. It was great. I love this. But yeah, and the same with you. Like you said, thank you, everyone that joined. Thank you for those who took on the stage as well to share about your week. And yeah, again, I can't say this enough. I'm really, really excited to be back and see so much in place already that we had discussed before, or we had an idea and we got excited about, and coming back and seeing those ideas and those new features already happening, it's very exciting. So I'm really, really excited for this year ahead. Everything that I would be directly involved with, such as the chapters, Moticon, any other masterclass events and everything else in between. I'm really, really excited about this year. And yeah, anyone else, I'm here to support anyone and everyone with anything they might need. So yeah, just give us a shout, me and the team, Simon.
Absolutely. Great. Okay, folks. Well, do enjoy the rest of your day, and we will see you in the Motiverse at some time soon. Bye for now.